Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to The Signal, Episode 8, Grey Wolf.
Good evening, Dayton, Ohio. This is Evan Bell welcoming you to UFOs Tonight, your home away from home when the sun goes down. Thank you, listeners, for making WKOR the number one talk radio station on the AM dial in Greater Dayton. We'll get to our housekeeping duties and pay some bills later in the hour, but right now I want to get straight down on the mat with our illustrious panel. Tonight's broadcast is Point Counterpoint on the controversial topic of alien abductions. You heard right, listeners. We'll be tackling the fascinating stories of people who have experienced close encounters with space aliens and live to tell about it. True or false? Fact or fiction, delusion or reality. You know where I stand. Where do you? Let me first sum up the recent straight out of the headlines case of Barney and Betty Hill, who were minding their own business, driving at night down a winding country road in New Hampshire, when a strange light in the sky started following them. When they finally got home at dawn, they found they had lost 2 hours. 2 full hours they had no memory of. Their watches had stopped working. Barney's shoes were scuffed. Betty's dress was ripped. With the help of a psychiatrist and a skilled hypnotist, the couple's memories were probed until they could recall details of their abduction and onboard spaceship physical examination by gray beings with large eyes, now popularly known as the Greys. Yes, devoted listeners, we tried reaching out to the Hills, but our requests for an interview were denied. Word has it the couple has a big Hollywood movie deal in the works, but that does not make their claim any less credible. I'd like to welcome back to the broadcast Norman Thorne, UFO historian and author from Santa Fe, New Mexico, who penned the regional bestseller Anasazi's The Vanishing of an Extraterrestrial Tribe, who is in the studio with me. And on the WKOR telephone, we welcome to the program Dr. Elsa Braunschweiger, former resident matron at the Waverly Hills Sanatorium in Kentucky. Good evening, lady and gent, doctor and author.
Glad to be with you, Evan.
Thank you for having me.
Alien abductions, real or not?
Spurious claims, no question.
Real. Most definitely. There's a well-documented case published in the Stockton, California Daily Mail in 1897.
You're referring to one of the sightings of the mystery airships of the late 19th century.
I am. A man by the name of Colonel H.G. Shaw claimed that he and a friend were accosted by three tall and slender humanoid beings whose bodies were covered with downy hair. Luckily for the colonel and his companion, the two were able to fight the creatures off before they were taken aboard the airship.
So that was an attempted abduction, not an actual abduction.
Well, yes, but had the attempt been successful, we probably wouldn't know of it now.
Good point.
Another case from just a decade ago, in 1951, was publicized in the Flying Saucer Review.
Excellent publication.
It certainly is. Fred Reagan claimed to have been piloting his small plane when it was struck by a UFO.
Struck?
More in line with a fender bender than an attack.
Go on.
The extraterrestrial occupants of the spacecraft apologized and even offered to attempt to cure Reagan's cancer.
Oh, please, this is absurd.
Dr. Braunschweiger, you wish to interject?
The patient, Mr. Reagan, claimed the beings in question resembled metallic stalks of asparagus.
Eyewitnesses to close encounters often struggle to come up with physical descriptions of creatures and objects outside of their known world.
Mr. Reagan died soon after of a brain disorder,
which probably resulted from his encounter with the UFO. Not that the beings intentionally inflicted.
No, stop right there. What's more likely is that Mr. Reagan's encounter with the UFO was the result of his brain disorder and not the other way around.
The Waverly Hills Sanatorium, before it closed, housed those afflicted with tuberculosis, not mental diseases.
Yes, that's true. Over the past year, I have been the matron of a psychiatric ward in a government hospital.
What hospital, Doctor?
That's classified.
Understood. Go on.
It is true that reports of alien abductions are becoming more and more common, especially in psychiatric wards. Or the news coverage of people like the Hill couple, who is clearly, to my thinking, opportunists looking for a payday, is fodder for excitable, susceptible, and weak minds. Not unlike the female hysterics of recent decades, who fully believe they are the long-lost daughter of the Tsar and Tsarina Nicholas and Alexandra of Russia, or the mentally disturbed men with delusions of grandeur who insist they are descended from Napoleon Bonaparte, or even the reincarnation of the emperor himself.
So it is your belief that reported cases of alien abduction are either hoaxes or delusions?
It is not a belief. It is a fact.
Ah, now, hold on a minute.
Let the doctor finish, Norman. Go on, Dr. Braunschweiger. Let's hear what you have to say.
In my experience, the majority of people who have claimed to have been a victim of alien abduction, if not already a patient in a lockdown psychiatric ward, have either a history of being hypnotized, a preoccupation with the paranormal, or the idea of extraterrestrials. And most have experienced incidences of sleep paralysis. Some have high levels of dissociativity, self-reported psychic ability, a proneness to fantasy, and the tendency to hallucinate.
I must interrupt here, Evan. She's equating alien abductions with mental illness, and that's simply not true.
If I might add...
Let's let Norman get a word in, Doctor.
Thank you, Evan. I'd like to hear the good doctor try to explain away the similarities in the particulars of abduction experiences.
Like what?
A reported altered state of consciousness, uniformly colored figures, usually gray or green, with prominent eyes and a benevolent demeanor, a high-tech room under a bright, round, saucer-like object, reports of nakedness, and loss of control while the experiencer's body is being probed.
You're describing a basic medical surgical procedure on anesthesia. That's all that is. Did any of your so-called abductees ever submit a surgical history?
And if the experiences cannot be explained away, how do you propose the abductees be treated, Dr. Braunschweiger?
Why, a good old-fashioned lobotomy wouldn't be out of order in many cases.
I can't believe she's actually saying that people who believe in extraterrestrial encounters should be mentally sterilized.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I want to take a second to tell you about a podcast I think you'll really like, Mayday. No one is prepared for disaster. No one knows exactly how they'll react in a plane crash, an earthquake, or when a lone gunman decides to open fire. On Mayday, you'll hear about the people who had to find out, people whose stories deserve to be heard. Join hosts Maya Nalani and Luke Welland as they tell you about extraordinary people who found themselves in extraordinary circumstances. Listen to Mayday wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the medical community to
You're not even a real...
Time again to pay some bills, folks. This week at Albers Supermarkets, there is a store-wide special on everybody's favorite household staples, milk, eggs, and bread. This week only, 49 cents for a gallon of milk, 57 cents for a carton of a dozen eggs, and 23 cents for a loaf of bread while they last.
Phillips likes to listen to that.
I don't. That woman doctor sounds like the horrible matron at the hospital.
She probably is. Lobotomies are their stock in trade.
Besides, Bobby's fast asleep. They both are. Look at them back there. Like two little boys, all tuckered out.
Too much popcorn and peanuts.
That was nice of you to treat us to a night out, Mr. Swan.
It wasn't a treat. The trip to the circus was a negotiated settlement.
It was still nice of you, and it was good of you to buy new clothes for Timmy and me.
I've saved more money than I can possibly spend in a lifetime. The expenditure wasn't a hardship.
Don't you send your earnings home to your family? Sorry, I didn't mean to pry. Little Miss Nosy Parker, that's me. For someone who has a driver, you're a very good driver yourself.
Phillips is a convenience, not a necessity.
Bobby thinks highly of you, Mr. Swan. More like a friend than a boss.
We're not friends. He's a fellow former officer.
How long do you figure it'll take us to get to Kansas?
How long did it take you to drive to Ohio?
I was following the people that took Timmy, so I only concentrated on my driving and not losing them. When they stopped overnight, I slept in the truck, or kept watch mostly.
We'll stop in a few hours, get a couple of rooms for the night at a traveler's motel, start again early. It's a little over 800 miles total, so I estimate we'll be there sometime late tomorrow afternoon or evening.
You always had a hankering to see Lebanon, Kansas.
It's the exact geographic center of the contiguous United States.
I know that. There's a little chapel on the outskirts of town that commemorates it. Do you believe all that malarkey they're tooting on the radio?
What in particular?
About aliens, abductions.
I believe there's a practical explanation for every known phenomenon. If something is unidentified or unknown, all it means is the explanation hasn't yet been discovered or revealed.
So you don't believe in flying saucers?
Do you believe in God?
Of course I do. I'm a good, God-fearing Christian woman.
Fear? Is that the basis of your faith?
Not the kind of fear you're implying. It means devout. People who go to church every Sunday and who obey the teachings of the Lord.
Thou shalt fear thy Lord thy God and serve him only.
You've read the Bible.
I've read everything written by man. Have you ever seen God?
Not in person, no. But I know he's with me.
How?
Because I feel him in my heart, especially when I pray.
Do you hear him? Does he speak to you?
I don't hear voices in my head like my brother, if that's what you're asking.
It wasn't. What does he look like, your God?
God created man in his own image. So it's not hard to imagine how he looks.
What about angels?
Also in God's holy image. For what else could they be? The only difference is that God is the essence of perfection, while man is flawed.
Perfection? An avuncular bearded man about 60 if he's a day? If your god resembles his creation, he'll have toenails and genitals and a puckered anus just
Please
like
stop.
The...
Please stop. That's profane, Mr. Swan. I will not sit here and listen to profanity.
Perfection is not man's hulking four-limbed silhouette. I know that for a fact.
Then what is it?
The only perfection in the universe is a circle. The perfect symmetry of the divine. The simplest and most perfect form. An orb, a planet, a sun, an angel, a god. As a Christian symbol, the circle represents eternity, which is the dominion of all gods, yours included.
There's only one God.
You're right. It's only the interpretation of God that varies from one religion to another.
Your God is a circle?
More like a glowing orb. Radiant and sparkling with every color in the known universe.
I prefer my image of God, the old man with the beard.
Because you can relate to it. Because it's comprehensible to you.
You think I'm an ignorant sow, don't you, Mr. Swan?
No. Uneducated isn't the same thing as ignorant. I think you're a young woman with few prospects who's doing the best she can with what little she has.
By prospects, you mean suitors. Oh, just because you didn't take me up on my offer, Mr. Swan, which I will regret making until my dying day, and which I have withdrawn, by the way, so you don't be getting any ideas on this road trip, doesn't mean there aren't plenty of young men who would be glad of a good woman like me to hold tight in their arms for the rest of their life. I may not have finished high school, but I intend to do so one day and get my diploma. Maybe even attend community college. And I may not be educated, but I'm as smart as a whip and as pretty as a picture. I've been told more times than I can count that I look like a young Liz Taylor.
Your prospects are limited by the existence of your brother.
Timmy is a fine boy. A loving boy.
He is, but he's disturbed. You're his protector. His flesh and blood. You're the only family he has who won't abandon him or sell him off like a damaged farm animal to the highest bidder. Any suitor you will ever seriously consider will have to understand that a husband will never come first. Your brother always will. And then you'd have to trust a husband with your brother's secret. And I don't see you as being willing to take that risk. At least half of all human couplings don't last. Your ex will be liable to sell you out the same way your uncle did. That's what I mean by few prospects.
Are you divorced?
Swans are monogamous for life.
So are gray wolves. Even though the wolf is to be feared in your beautiful lullaby, I've always thought the gray wolf is only trying to feed her cub, to whom she is loyal and for whom she would give her life. What is your first name, Mr. Swan? I won't tell anyone.
Gabriel.
Gabriel. Like the Archangel Gabriel?
Exactly like that.
I always think of archangels as representing God here on Earth, his messengers.
Or stewards. Everything is a matter of interpretation.
Oh. My. God. What is that?
What?
Look over in my side view mirror. Do you see it? In the sky. I think it's following us. It looks like a flying saucer.
It is.
What is that light? It's all around us. I can't see. Pull off the highway. We need to get away from it. It's still following us. What does it want from us?
Your brother, most likely.
Oh, God, aliens want to abduct Timmy. To probe him? Please don't slow down, Mr. Swan. We have to try and get away from it.
The engine died.
Are we out of gas?
No.
Timmy, Bobby, wake up.
Huh?
Oh, dear Lord, the car is rising off the ground.
We should get out of the car now.
How can you be so calm? Timmy, we have to jump. Come on. Slide over the seat to me. Come on, honey. Becky, I'm scared. I won't let anything happen to you. Come into my arms.
What's going on?
We need to evacuate, Phillips. Please be sure to grab your sniper rifle before you exit the vehicle.
We're 5 feet off the ground, sir.
And rising. We better jump. Quickly. What Whatever you do, Phillips, don't shoot until I give the order.
Yes, sir.
Run!
Come on, Timmy. I've got you.
I'll bring your rifle case. Just don't let go of Timmy. Over there. Those trees.
Ah, it's so bright I can barely see anything.
Take my hand, Bobby. Run! Where's Mr. Swan? Look!
He's standing in the middle of the road.
Is he hurt? Mr. Swan!
I'll go check on him.
No! Don't you dare move from this spot, Bobby Phillips.
Give me my rifle case.
He said not to shoot until he tells you to.
I heard him.
Whoa, look at the car.
It's 20 feet off the ground now.
The hair standing up on my arms must be some sort of magnetized field.
Bobby, there's another beam of light shooting down from the belly of the spaceship.
I see it. It looks like a spotlight.
What's Mr. Swan doing? He's raising his arms over his head. Is he asking to be taken aboard?
I think he's trying to distract them. Maybe he's keeping them focused on him so they're not looking for us.
He's buying us time. We've got to run.
There's nothing but open fields behind us, Becky. We move away from these trees and we're no better than sitting ducks.
We can't just...
Phillip!
Sir?
Do you see that tiny green light 45 degrees from the center mass of the craft? North-northwest?
I see it, sir!
Fire on my count. Put a bullet right through the vortex of that light.
Yes, sir!
Ooh, can you even make that shot, Bobby?
All day long and twice on Sunday.
Even when it's this bright, I'm nearly blinded.
Yes, ma'am. It's what I do.
Hold your ears, Timmy.
No!
On three, Phillip. One, two, three!
The Signal is created by Cassandra Wells and Charlie Randazzo. Written by Cassandra Wells. Produced by Fred Greenhalgh and Marco Palmieri. Directed by Charlie Randazzo. Executive produced by Cassandra Wells, Daniel Kamen, Molly Barton, and Julian Yap. Performed by Daniel Kamen, Perry King, Marta Cross, Adam J. Smith, Tracy Winters, Time Winters, Harry Gawillam, Tom Beyer, Jeff Blumberg, Mark Irvingson, Jackson Gawillam, and Jennifer Taub. Sound design and editing by Charlie Randazzo. Music by Quiet on the Set. Additional cover art by Heather Mason. Production manager, Devin Shepard. Production coordinator, Angela Yee. Executive in charge for Realm, Mary Asadolahi. Created and produced by Realm, your portal to another world. Listen away.
Every 5 minutes, a transplant candidate dies while waiting for a compatible heart, liver, or kidney. Imagine a technology that could provide those life-saving transplant organs for a high price, and imagine what a company would do to monopolize that technology. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists unlocks this holy grail of medicine by reverse engineering the genomes of all mammals, creating an animal with organs perfectly suitable for human transplantation. They envisioned a docile herd animal, but one team member had another, darker vision. This ancestor is anything but docile. The team's work spawns something big, something evil, something very, very hungry. Ancestor is a complete serialized fiction podcast by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler, with all episodes available. Binge the entire story now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Find more shows like this on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.